This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I mean, I should be happy and jumping around, but I'm a little melancholy. I hate that word, melancholy. Okay, so, as you all should know, it's my birthday this week. Yep, June 16th. Hey, happy birthday to me. And I just can't get as excited about my birthday as I used to. And it's because before, birthdays were great. You know, oh man, I can't wait to finally become 16. Oh, I can't wait to finally turn 18. And 21, to finally turn 21, we couldn't scratch at the door fast enough to finally turn 21 years old. Then all of a sudden you get to your 30s and you're like, okay, well, I don't have to, you know, the birthdays don't have to come so quick. The birthdays come faster. I mean, I feel like I was just celebrating my birthday on air, like just a few months ago, and that was a year ago. And one of my patients said, life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer it gets to the end, the faster it rolls. And boy, is this toilet paper rolling all over the place. And it's, I mean, you know, and I am starting to feel like the weak cardboard center. And I shouldn't feel that way. You know, I, the best part about birthdays is you get to do whatever you want that day. I actually don't. I got to work all day. I'm not going to be able to do my radio show. I have to be at a, and I'm excited about the work I'm doing. I have to work all day, but which is good for you guys, because otherwise you would have heard me all day kind of sob about how I'm getting older and how my pants don't fit anymore and my boobs droop and how I used to be hot in my 20s and nobody, you know, so you guys don't want to hear all that on my birthday, which is why you're going to hear about it now. Yeah. We got to kind of get out of this rut. And maybe what we need to do is just stop celebrating birthdays. You know, it's very interesting. WCCO in Minnesota has this article they wrote a few years back. Why do we celebrate birthdays? They say the idea of celebrating the date of your birth is a pagan tradition. They said many Christians didn't celebrate birthdays historically because it was a link to paganism. They say pagans thought that evil spirits lurked on days of major changes, like the day you turn a year older. The ancient Greeks believed that each person had a spirit that attended his or her birth and kept watch. That spirit had a mystic relation with the god on whose birthday the individual was born. That's according to the book, The Lore of Birthdays. Right. Then, Minnesota CBS Local talks about candles. They go, why do we blow out candles on our birthday? The candles were a response to the evil spirits. They showed up to communicate with the gods. They say a light in the darkness. Now, they say that the Germans were credited with starting the kids' birthday tradition in the 1700s. They put candles on cakes for Kinderfest. Kinder is children. Fest is like a feast or party. One for each year of life, along with some extras to signify upcoming years. Right? Because you need one to grow on. Yeah, and then, you know, the Germans also came up with Santa Claus and, you know, all the, you know, kind of more modern Christmas traditions. But I didn't realize, boy, the Germans really know how to party it up. And they have Oktoberfest. Yeah, when do we celebrate that? So, but anyway, so, wow, all right, well, thank you, Germans. Why do we sing Happy Birthday to You? It's the most recognizable song in the English language, according to the Guinness Book of World Record, and it started as a song for school kids. They said in 1893, two Kentucky school teachers, Patty and Mildred Hill, wrote Good Morning to All, and the tune was published in a book for school teachers. Somehow, the words changed to Happy Birthday to You. So I guess it was good morning to all, good morning to all, la 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 la, good morning to all. So it was, and it sounds like an 1800s song. But 1893, that's pretty recent. I thought Happy Birthday to You was around for a long time. They say in 1933, the song was in an Irving Berlin musical. One of the Hill sisters sued, arguing that they held the copyright to the song. They won the case, and the courts have ruled that the copyright still holds today. So every time you sing Happy Birthday to You, you are violating some copyright law. Did you know that? They say the song is possibly under copyright until 2030. The owner of the copyright splits proceeds with the Hills estate, reportedly $2 million a year. Okay, you know what? Let's design a new happy birthday song. Yeah, oh my gosh, that's a lot of money. $2 million a year for a song you wrote back in 1893 that the estate is still banking on? Well, let's rap. Oh, happy birthday to you. Yeah, okay, I can come up with a song, okay? Oh, but we can't use those words, okay? What about the one? Today's a birthday. Okay, so that's a good one. I don't mind being sung that one. What is the most common birthday? According to CBS Local Minnesota, October 5th is considered to be the most common birthday in the United States. Why? Because conception would have been, let's think back, New Year's Eve. They say May 22nd is considered to be the least common birthday in the United States. Probably because 9 months prior to that, well, that doesn't make sense. Oh, because that's like August? Nobody has sex in August. Yeah, it's hot. It's, yeah, well, not that I'm having a lot of sex now in June. Huh. Wow, that's fascinating. Yeah, so October, wait a second. If you have sex New Year's Eve, then that's roughly first week of June and then October 5th. Ooh, that's fascinating stuff. All right, well, thank you all for your birthday wishes. I've been getting some birthday wishes. Hey, because that's my birthday. I'm going to be the birthday girl. Happy birthday to me. All right, guys, don't go away. I want to talk about Seinfeld, the real Seinfeld soup Nazi company filing for bankruptcy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591. Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Very interesting. You guys kind of brought me some luck. It looks like I just got a letter from the American Board of Family Medicine. I don't know. I was worried because I expected one of the American Board of Family Medicine. American Board of Family Medicine is the board that certifies me. All right. And so I was like, oh, boy, here comes, you know, dear Dr. Dahlia, you know, on your show, you were mispronouncing the medical terms. You were making fun of news articles and medical studies, and you acted like you knew everything there was to know about a disease when it was obvious that you didn't know what the hell you were talking about, and we therefore recommend that you turn off the mic. No, they didn't send that. Thank God. Oh, that's nice. Okay, excellent. Instead, They wrote, congratulations. We are pleased to inform you that you have successfully completed the necessary requirements for recognition as a diplomat of the American Board of Family Medicine. I'm a diplomat. I know. Well, I don't know. This is a real, real high honor because I got my fellow, I got my fellow award and now my diplomat. I'm a little nervous because I think what that means is I need to be more diplomatic. See, basically a diplomat is somebody who passed the certifying exams and it shows I'm competent in that particular specialty. And so only those that are trained and accredited, you know, institutions can take the test. So that means I am competent in family medicine. I can't cook. I can't dance. You know, I don't think I'm the best mom. And Lord knows, as a wife, there's a lot to be desired. But at least I show some degree of competency in family medicine. Yee-haw! Now, a fellow is a member of a particular specialty, I guess, that is, I guess, you know, recommended by peers, where peers go, oh, no, you know what? You know, we like her. Now, being a fellow, I was very excited about because I'm not liked a lot. You know, I mean, you guys like me because I'm free. You know, I'm giving you advice for free, and because there's nothing else on the radio for you guys to listen to. That's why you like me. But, you know, everyone else around me, they're like, well, she's annoying. You know, she walks around with a microphone all the time, even though, you know, we're in the middle of Walmart. You know, she, you know, wears her pajamas to Walmart. You know, she's got some issues. And so, but for some reason, there were enough of you guys out there that liked me enough for me to become a fellow. So thank you guys. I wouldn't be a diplomat. I wouldn't be a fellow of the American Board of Family Medicine if it wasn't for you guys. And I guess that means we need to step it up and you know, teach you guys some more about medicine. I guess I wanted to talk about the soup Nazi. You know what? Okay, I don't think the American Board of Family Medicine is listening right now, and God bless them. These guys are wonderful people, but let's quickly talk about the soup Nazi before I have to start talking medical stuff. Okay, so many of us watch Seinfeld, and one of the very, very famous episodes was the soup Nazi. Now, I need to pull up another story on this because it's very, very interesting. The soup Nazi actually it was patterned after a real person. So when, I believe it was, what, 1996? I'm not sure exactly when the soup Nazi episode came out with Seinfeld, but it took after somebody named Al Yagane. And Al Yagane was, I guess, a soup man that had a little baby shop at 259A West 55th Street. I guess it was between Broadway and 8th Avenue in Midtown Manhattan. Many of us have walked by it, and I don't think we realized. And I guess back in 1984, and I have a picture of the store on my website, there was a homemade soup, little stand. And it wasn't a very deep restaurant, very similar to what you see in the Seinfeld episode. And so he had this restaurant where he served soup, and I'm not really sure about his demeanor and if he was, you know, rude, as the Seinfeld character, displayed. And again, we were never supposed to know the connection, but, you know, rumor has it, this is where it started. And, he eventually closed up, and his shop was called Soup Kitchen International. That was his original restaurant. It's called Soup Kitchen International. So you go to the soup kitchen. And he had big bowls of soup, big things of soup, etc. It closed down in 2004. Then, apparently, Yagane kept the lease on the shop. And he looked to expand to a broader market. And he formed the original Soup Man chain. So it went from Soup Kitchen to Soup Man. And so now there's a Soup Man chain. Now, this Soup Man chain, looks like he has multiple locations. It looks like they even do online orders, which is interesting. Unfortunately, we find out that they have had to file bankruptcy. Now, Soupman Incorporated CEO Jameson Carson said the combination of legacy liabilities and recent company developments have made it necessary to seek bankruptcy protection, but there's supposed to be no disruption in service. Now, what had happened was a month ago, CFO Robert Bertrand was charged with failing to pay federal income tax, Social Security, Medicare taxes for employees. I think they owe like $500,000 to the government, allegedly. So they've been having some issues. However, they say, you know, food favorites like chicken gumbo, lobster bisque, jambalaya, mulligatawny, they're still going to be available. Now, remember that Seinfeld episode? They were talking about the mulligatawny. Do you guys know what mulligatawny is? It looks good. I looked it up. I didn't know what mulligatawny was. Mulligatawny, you spell it M-U-L-L-I-G-A and then tawny. So T-A-W-N-Y. Like getting a mulligan, but it's mulligatawny. I guess it's a curry soup of Indian origin. Now, he's Iranian, from what I understand, Yugani. But it's a curry soup of Indian origin. It has rice, chicken, vegetables, spices. Sometimes they add a fruit in there, like apple or lemon. And I have a picture of mulligatawny up on my on the article. It looks really good. And so apparently this Al Yagane, I mean, he could really cook. And so his recipes, et cetera, I don't know if he's particularly the chef now, but I guess his recipes is what the soup man apparently has. In 2005, they opened a retail line of heat and serve soups. And I gotta tell you, the reason why I'm so kind of into this whole story is I think that is one hell of a healthy, low-calorie lunch. You know, I tell my husband every time the Soup Nazi episode comes on, you know, because TBS plays reruns over and over again, I go, you know what a healthy lunch that would be? You go and get a bowl of soup. You eat it slow because it's hot. It has vegetables in there, chicken, etc. You know, we would so do away with hamburgers and tacos and a lot of the junk food if we had a real delicious soup to eat for lunch. I think there's a huge market out there, but where I live, we just don't have something like that. In New York, it could work. You walk up, you grab a bowl of soup, go back to work. So it kind of makes some sense. Now, I guess he did not like the Yagani did not like the Soup Nazi episode. The Soup Nazi episode was done by a character named Larry Thomas. He played Yev Kassem, and he was the one that played the role of it. But from what we understand, rumor has that Al Yagani really despised that episode. He thought it hurt business because people knew it was him in New York, and he didn't like the quote-unquote Nazi title. You know, nobody wants, in fact, from what we understand, he does accept media inquiries, but his media rules forbid mention of the N-word, which is the Nazi word. No personal questions, no follow-up questions. Interviews are conducted only via email. And what was very interesting is, I guess, after that episode aired, Seinfeld and a couple other people who were filming, I guess, you know, walked into his restaurant, and rumor has it he was so mad at them that he, you know, in a profanity-filled rant, allegedly yelled at Jerry Seinfeld. They said Jerry Seinfeld's apology was insincere, and I don't think Seinfeld got soup. So it's very, very interesting. I just, you know. But, I think really one answer to our lunch obesity issue and lunch caloric issue is we need to be eating soups. All right, when we come back, part of the country is in an excessive heat warning. Also, the jury in the Bill Cosby case is deadlocked. And so they're being told to go back and, you know, continue to try to reach a verdict. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DALI. Also breaking news, vision groups are urging inclusion of preventative services in the AHCA. Remember I talked about blindness and vision coverage? That was never a part of, I believe, the ACA. Part of it was. We need more broader vision coverage. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DALI.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
All for tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so excessive heat warning has been issued because it is hot and we are talking very hot. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for many parts of the southwest United States. Expect also throughout the next few weeks other parts of the country as well. So, I guess an excessive heat warning occurs when we are within 12 hours of the onset of extremely dangerous heat conditions. So, this means that the heat index, which is a combination of air temperature and humidity, is going to be greater than 105 degrees for more than 3 hours a day for at least 2 days in a row. And also, the nighttime temperatures are not going to drop below 75 degrees. So that's when they call it an excessive heat warning. Now, some of you guys are like, wait, 105 degree heat index. I can handle that because I grew up in 120 degree summers. Yes, a lot of us had very, very high, heavy summers. That doesn't mean our bodies can handle it now that we're older. Alright? And the thing is if our bodies are not ready for the heat to come on that quickly, you know, I mean, I live in Vegas, and Vegas is a desert. It's a great, amazing place to live. You know, it's fun. Please come out to visit, you know, and, you know, consider moving here. It's a great city, one of my favorite cities, you know, in the whole entire world. But we have very big changes in temperature at night. It gets cold. Now, people forget in the winter, it really gets cold. It's just we don't have enough precipitation for us to get snow. But we do have temperatures that go down very easily into the 20s and 30s. Deserts get cold. So let's talk about, though, the heat. So what is heat illness? So heat illness comprises a variety of heat issues, heat cramps, heat exhaustion, heat stroke. So let's break that down. So what are heat cramps? So heat cramps is when you get these spasms in the muscles of the arms and the legs. You can even get them in the tummy area. So what ends up happening is you lose fluids and you lose salts because you've been sweating excessively. When that happens, cramps can ensue. So what we need to do is once you start to feel achy out in the sun, you have got to hydrate. You have got to get out of the heat, but you also need electrolytes. So, I mean, if you only have water, fine, drink water, at least drink some water. But if you're still achy, you need to get some electrolytes in you, either by Pedialyte, Gatorade, maybe start taking, you know, eating some saltines or some fruit, but you've got to start getting the other electrolytes. And electrolytes include sodium, potassium, chloride, that kind of thing, okay? Now, what is heat exhaustion? So you're starting to get some cramps, and you're like, you know what, I'm just crampy because, you know, we're exercising, we're playing volleyball, I'm good. Well, then what ends up happening is you become more and more dehydrated because you're outside. After the cramps, you could also start having nausea. Then somebody with heat exhaustion could start looking pale. They could start looking kind of clammy. And what ends up happening is their pulse starts to rise. So the heart rate will increase because it's trying to compensate for the lost fluid. So individuals start becoming dizzy, they become weak, they become faint. So heat exhaustion could be very, very scary. Even though it's not officially heat stroke, you have got to get that person indoors. You got to lie them down. You got to elevate the feet. If they could still, if they're conscious, obviously, they could sip fluid, start giving them fluid. But don't tell them to start guzzling gallons of it because, remember, they're nauseous. They could start throwing up. So what you want to do is you want to tell them to do sips of fluid. Then you want to start cooling down the body. So you apply cool and wet cloths to the underarms of their body, and then you contact, of course, medical authorities if the symptoms continue and they don't get better. I have pictures of this on my website. Go to my website. You'll see the article there. You see a fan. You see fluids. You see cold compresses, etc. But I would have the person lie down. Now, heat stroke, this is what could ensue if we don't get our acts together. And this is a medical emergency, and if we have heat stroke, you need to call 911 immediately. Get the victim away from sunlight, lie them down, remove unnecessary clothing, start cooling their body down with cool compresses, and you need to watch their breathing. They could seize, they could lose consciousness. Why would they seize? Well, remember, they're dehydrated, and they've lost the electrolytes. If you don't have proper sodium, if you don't have proper potassium, the heart could not beat properly. You could also seize, then eventually lose consciousness. If they are unconscious, you can't give them fluids because then the fluid is going to go into their lungs. So somebody passes out from the heat, you've got to call 911 immediately. Don't even dink around. If they are alert and you think they're able to swallow, then yes, you could start giving them some fluids. Now, some people think that because the body is so hot, why don't we throw in a Tylenol, you know, an acetaminophen or an ibuprofen or some aspirin? No. Do not. Don't give them pills. Okay, don't give them pills, just give them fluid. Heat stroke is some serious stuff. So who's the most vulnerable? Well, obviously young kids and elderly individuals. All right, if you have older individuals, young children, people who have thyroid issues, people who have heart conditions, lung conditions, diabetes, anybody that's sick, and, you know, not a healthy young person could be at risk. And what a lot of people don't realize is there's certain medications that can also make you susceptible. Let's say you have high blood pressure and you're overall pretty healthy. You're a 40-year-old guy and you're on a blood pressure pill. If that blood pressure pill is a diuretic, that could make you more at risk for heat stroke. If you're on a vasodilator that dilates the blood vessels to help lower the blood pressure, that could be an issue. Beta blockers slow down the heart. That could be an issue during heat stroke. So you got to be really, really careful. Even antidepressants could put you more at risk for heat-related illness. You know, the other thing we talk about every year is, you know, grandma and grandpa, okay? We got, you know, barbecues going on and, you know, people are out there, you know, summer weather. And even if the temperature is 90 degrees, you know, depending on the humidity, you could still have heat illness. Okay? You know, it doesn't have to be according to the National Weather Service. It could be too hot for somebody. Now, grandma and grandpa usually are quiet. Well, not my mom, but yeah, and one of the reasons why they're quiet is they're sick of being, you know, they're sick of being told to shut up. Right? You know, and you know, Mom, you don't know what you're talking about, Mom. Oh, Grandpa, just hush. You know, we're talking about something else you don't understand. It's a shame because that really can fall under elder abuse. You know, you don't be shutting up Grandma and Grandpa. But Grandma and Grandpa, because they've been barked at so much, they'll tend to be quiet. So Grandma and Grandpa will sit there and be quiet. Well, that's not good if you're trying to assess heat-related illness. Right? Or, for that matter, still hypothermia. All right. If they're quiet, they're easy to forget about. And so you need to check on them. How you doing? If they seem at all a little dazed, get them out from outside. Even if they're in the shade, they could still be at risk for heat-related illness. You need to understand that. Same thing with young kids. Young kids, they'll play, they're fine. They giggle, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, when kids get quiet, that's a bad sign. You know, we mommies and daddies, we've learned that as soon as something goes quiet, that's an issue. Just like in a pool. A drowning victim, it is so quiet. You want to know what it sounds like when someone's drowning? This. That's what it sounds like. Because they're underwater. And everybody else is barbecuing and talking and whatever. So, you know, people say, well, you know what? The kids won't get heat-related illness because they're in the pool. Just go in the pool. Okay? Yeah, but if they're dizzy... You know, you really don't want a dizzy kid going into the pool. So just got to keep that in mind. So just don't be unprepared, okay? Watch the weather. You know, I keep an eye very, very closely on News 3 and Fox 5 in my local area on what's going on with the temperature. I watch them like a hawk and you know, find out what's going on with the temperature so that we know, okay? Make sure your air conditioning works before summer. Now, I know we're already into summer, supposedly, but, you know, if you have been able to get away with not putting air conditioning on, will you just check it out? Because my guess is some of you guys out there, the air conditioning's not going to work. And you're going to try to find somebody, and everyone's going to be busy because it's summertime. Make sure you have plenty of fluids. Bring the pets indoors. Do not let the pets go outside and stay outside. Avoid alcohol. That could dehydrate you more. And be careful with excessive exercise. But have fun. Have fun, guys. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So jurors of the Bill Cosby trial said, as of an hour ago, according to CNN, they are still deadlocked, and they cannot come to a unanimous consensus on any of the three counts of aggravated indecent assault that the comedian and icon faces. Judge Stephen O'Neill asked the jury, which began deliberating Monday evening, to go back to deliberate in another attempt to reach consensus. He says, I am required to read you an instruction. The jury foreman has informed me that you are deadlocked. If you are still deadlocked, you should report that to me. If you've reached a unanimous decision on some of the charges, please report that back to me. So according to Jim Koval, the director of communications for the Pennsylvania courts, there is no limit to how many times a judge can issue a jury the, quote, Spencer charge, which is called the Allen charge in some other states. The charge is a set of instructions that ask jurors to reexamine their own views and opinions. If they still can't reach a consensus, a hung jury will cause the judge to declare a mistrial. So the jury has deliberated for over 31 hours. It's made up of 4 white women, 6 white men, 1 black woman, and 1 black man, according to CNN. They were, they've been sequestered in a hotel for the trial. See, that always starts to make me get concerned that some of these people may want to just go home. You know, being sequestered and away from your kids and your regular life and work, you know, that's just not an easy task. And so, I always kind of worry that do some people go, look, I just got to go home. You know, fine. You know what? I don't even care anymore. You know, they start going crazy. In fact, they said that was kind of what was happening with the O.J. Simpson trial, where some of these jurors, they just couldn't take it anymore. And so that's a concern. Prosecutors say that the famed comedian drugged and sexually assaulted Andrea Constand, the director of operations for Temple University's women basketball team. And this occurred at his home near Philly in January 2004. Cosby, who is now currently 79 years old, pleaded not guilty to the charges. They say prosecutors called 12 witnesses over a week of testimony, including Constand, but presented almost no forensic evidence. Cosby declined to testify in his own defense, and his attorneys only called 1 witness who had already testified for further questions. Legal experts said the trial fixed the he said, she said arguments so common to sexual offense cases. So far, jurors have asked 6 questions during their deliberations, largely to rehear testimony, 2 questions asked to review parts of Cosby's account to authorities, and 2 asked to rehear Constand's account of testimony. Jurors also asked the court to define the phrase without her knowledge in one of the charges, and asked to rehear testimony from the police detective who interviewed Cosby. So I guess they said that Cosby, charges are that Cosby assaulted Constand without her consent, assaulted her when she was unconscious, and assaulted her using drugs to substantially impair her ability to consent. If found guilty, he could face up to 10 years in prison. Now, dozens of women have accused Bill Cosby of sexual misconduct. Only Constand's accusations actually led to criminal charges. One other accuser, Kelly Johnson, testified during the trial because prosecutors wanted to establish that Cosby had a pattern of assault. Johnson testified that she was drugged and assaulted by Cosby in 1996. So Constand testified over a couple days, and she said that Cosby mentored her and took an interest in her career like a father figure. Now, the comedian is 37 years older than her, and apparently twice made what she called suggestive passes at her, but she rebuffed him. You know, and then she said that he gave her 3 blue pills that he said were herbal and would help her relax, she testified. And again, this is where, you know, this gets very confusing. You know, why would she take 3 pills from somebody? You know, but she's saying that there was an element of trust. He was a father figure. Put them down. They're your friends. They'll take the edge off, according to Bill Cosby. All right? She said, I trust you. I took the pills, and I swallowed the pills down. Then she began slurring her words, felt dizzy. She told Cosby so, she said. Shortly after, she became incapacitated and felt frozen. Cosby then placed her on the couch and allegedly sexually assaulted her without consent. She woke up on the couch early in the morning with her clothes disheveled. She said, I felt really humiliated, and I felt really confused. I just wanted to go home. So, you would think this would be a more cut and dry case. So why the jury's deadlocked, we don't know. They say defense attorneys argued that the sexual contact was part of a consenting relationship between Cosby and Constand, right? That Cosby was an unfaithful husband, but he wasn't a criminal, according to defense. So they also, in cross-examination, pointed to Constand's initial statements to the police, They say the date of the assault were later proven false. She says, but I was nervous and I wasn't able to recall every particular moment. And remember, if somebody has assaulted and you know, up against a quote-unquote America's dad, it's a pretty formidable, intimidating process, you know. She testified that she had been alone in a hotel room with him beforehand. But then again, questions like, why were you in a hotel room? How did this happen? But again, going back and forth with this, when somebody is a predator, allegedly, I'm not saying Bill Cosby is, but we've seen this, you know, in predatory cases, people always go to the victim. They go, but why were you there? Why would you get into his car? Why would you be in his hotel room? Why would you be there? That doesn't necessarily mean guilt. Okay? There are a variety of reasons. You know, somebody's like, look, you know what? We're friends. Can you stop by? I need to talk to you. Where are you? Well, I'm over here at the Biltmore or whatever. Oh, okay. I'll stop by. I mean, it could have been just as innocent as that. But unfortunately, you know, when you have a case, you know, you're taking medication he gives you, to relax. You know, you have to know that could put you in an uncompromising position. Why didn't you say no? And it's frustrating because you know, people go back going, oh, I should have said no. That doesn't mean that the assault didn't happen. The assault could have still happened. So, I'm not sure if they were talking about Quaaludes. What exactly was the medication? He said he gave her over-the-counter Benadryl. Three Benadryls will knock you out. In a civil deposition, Cosby admitted that he had previously obtained prescriptions for Quaaludes. Now, Quaaludes you can't get anymore. These were very powerful sedatives. In a previous deposition that we talked about, he had, admitted that he had obtained prescriptions for Quaaludes to give to women. All right? But that didn't necessarily mean there was lack of consent. So, did he drug Constand? Did he not? This is going to still go back and forth. But when the jury is deadlocked like this and being told, go back, I don't know where they're going to go with this. That's a tough one. And, you know, you always fear that they could just say, you know what, let's just go home. They shouldn't. You know, that's not their, they shouldn't, but you wonder. Vision groups urge inclusion of preventative services in the AHCA. Prevent Blindness, along with 100 other health eye health organizations, have sent a letter to the U.S. Senate urging them to retain the Affordable Care Act's definition of essential health benefits, which included coverage for children's vision services. Okay, see, I thought the Affordable Care Act lacked a lot of vision services as well as dental. And I don't understand that. I don't understand why the Affordable Care Act lacked that. So I was hoping the American Health Care Act would include it. They say vision impairments and eye disorders are the third leading chronic condition among children with costs for direct medical care, vision aids, devices, and caregivers amounting to $10 billion per year. They say our nation's families are shouldering 45% of these costs. I agree. We do need to add vision. I think it's ridiculous that glasses cost, you know, multiple hundreds of dollars. But next question is, where's the money going to come from? 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.